each other for some idealistic, nationalistic, or racial division. Human beings are slaughtered by the latest machinery of war. We are not judging, furthermore, nor looking at all this from any bias, but we are looking at it together to find out for ourselves why this is happening, why there is so much misery in the world, so much confusion, great uncertainty. And the world is becoming more and more dangerous to live in. In this part of the world, you may not have wars, but you are preparing for war. And in this world, there are a great many institutions, foundations, organizations, little groups with their particular leaders, the gurus with their absurdities, each person or each group, each community is separating itself from others. This is what is happening all over the world, more so in this part of the world, where each one wants to do what he likes, to fulfill himself, to express himself. To assert himself. There are threats of various kinds. This is what is actually going on in the world. And when one looks at all this, the terror, the suffering, the bad management, inefficient management of governments. Each country preparing, accumulating the instruments of war, perhaps helped by religions. And when one looks at all this, quite objectively, without any bias, one must ask, if one is at all serious, and one hopes that you are, not only this morning for an hour, but this is a human problem. It's a great crisis. And who is responsible for all this? One can easily say that it is the environment, the society, the mismanagement, and so on. But in spite of all that, if we can look really seriously, objectively, not as Americans and Hindus, or a particular